Words from the Gospel reading for today, specifically Luke chapter 19 and verse 10. For the Son of Man came to seek out and to save the lost. This statement comes at the end of the Gospel reading for today, and I'm suggesting that this could very well be considered to be the mission statement of Jesus. For it gives us, in summary, the reason for his earthly ministry. He came to seek out and to save the lost. Mission statements generally summarize the main purpose. So with this in mind, what would you say is the mission of the church? What would you say is the mission of the church? I came across this statement which really resonates with me, and it goes something like this. The church exists to reach unbelievers and to grow believers. So we reach out and we grow in our spiritual life. And as I was reflecting on this passage of Scripture, I double-checked the mission statement of the Anglican Diocese of Toronto, of which we are a part. And the Diocese of Toronto, and I quote here, the Diocese of Toronto serves Christ's mission through compassionate service, intelligent faith, and godly worship. And here are some affirmations which help us to define the Church of St. George on Yonge, this church. And I quote, "We are a warm, welcoming, and diverse community of curious Christians." Sounds familiar? At St. George on Yonge, we are interested, as part of our faith experience, in being active, present, visible, engaged, and recognized as a part of our local neighborhood. And lastly, at St. George on Yonge, we are committed to a way of life and learning that takes us into a deeper relationship with God and with each other. And from what I've read, and from what I've heard, and what I have experienced since my arrival here a little over a year ago, this parish has been a place of worship and fellowship for many. And I must add, as a church plant from Holy Trinity Thornhill, 94 years ago, and by God's grace, in 6 years' time, so please hang around, folks. In 6 years' time, by God's grace, we'll be celebrating our 100th anniversary of faithful worship and service in this place. And for this, we give God all of the thanks, all of the praise, and all of the honor. But a fair expectation of followers of Jesus is that we too must have a personal mission statement which reflects what we believe, where we stand, and what we value. And we too must look to Scripture as a foundation for any mission statement that we have. And what does the Lord require of you but to do justice, to love kindness, and to walk humbly with your God? Recognize that? Yes, we do. It's from Micah chapter 6 and verse 8. "Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit." Yes, we recognize that. The Great Commission from Matthew 28 verses 19 to 20. And of course, as we reflect on baptism, which will be taking place here on November the 20th, we remember our covenant to seek and serve Christ in all persons, loving our neighbor as ourselves. And that is straight from the Book of Alternative Services. And the foundation for that, as we recognize, is the great commandment to love God, to love our neighbor. And of course, the parable of the Good Samaritan. But I challenge each and every one of us here today. Have we given any recent thought to our personal mission statement? Why are we Christian? Why are we here? Why do we show up on Sunday morning? Why do we do what we do? And whether we have had a long and extensive ministry or just getting started on our Christian journey, each of us must always seek opportunities to participate in God's mission, because it is God's mission, as we try to live like Christ. And the gospel for today challenges us to have a look at where we are in light of Jesus' divine vocation. That is, to seek out and to save the lost. And living like Christ might require a change in us, and perhaps in the parish, and perhaps in the wider church, as we take a fresh look at our mission in light of our current circumstances and new opportunities for ministry. I'm encouraged by the fact that we don't have to get too technical about mission statements and vision statements, because generally a mission statement talks about why we do something. Vision is some sort of statement which indicates where we'll be by a certain time. And I know that many of us already have a vision statement in mind for 2022 when we celebrate our 100th anniversary. But with that in mind, we can start by thinking of one idea which defines our ministry and what our life in Christ means to us. For the gospel reading for today challenges us to think of God's mission and his purpose for us as we reflect on the encounter between Jesus and Zacchaeus. You see, Zacchaeus had a strong desire to see Jesus, but he faced some difficulty because he was among the crowd that was following Jesus. And it was difficult for him to get even a glimpse of the Master because Zacchaeus was short in stature. In addition to the physical barriers, Zacchaeus must have been out of his comfort zone, because here was a Jewish tax collector among his own people who despised him because he collected taxes from them on behalf of the Roman Empire. And we too might find ourselves in situations, perhaps even in the church, where there is hostility toward us because of who we are or because of our duties and responsibilities. And like Zacchaeus, many of us have made mistakes. We would like to make amends, and we are seeking reconciliation. Like Zacchaeus, we too want a closer relationship with Christ, but perhaps we are preoccupied with the past and see only the roadblocks we face in our desire to do the will of God. And we are probably feeling a bit frustrated and despondent because we have done all that we can. But I like to think of Zacchaeus as a resourceful person. And instead of focusing on his setbacks and worrying about his height or waiting for someone to let him through the crowd, he used what was available and the opportunity that was presented to him. And so from the midst of the crowd, he looked around, and there it was, a sycamore tree, right in the path that Jesus would be taking. And Zacchaeus seized the moment. So what can we learn from Zacchaeus? Well, we too can be as resourceful as Zacchaeus. Our life, I know my life, is crowded with stuff, lots of stuff. But can we rise above it all and see Jesus? Can we rise above it all? Well, Zacchaeus was transformed into a model of discipleship. He ministered to the poor, and he sought reconciliation with those whom he had wronged. And we too can minister to people who are marginalized and disenfranchised, and those to whom we had done wrong. And seeing Zacchaeus as a model, we notice quite a lot of things, but I would like to offer three ideas about what we see in Zacchaeus. First of all, he had a healthy curiosity, and he wanted to find out more about the person who was attracting such huge crowds. And his curiosity led him to Christ. And we too can find out more about Christ for ourselves as we get closer to Christ in prayer, in scripture reading, and reflection. So first of all, Zacchaeus was curious. Secondly, he took action. He was short in stature. Nevertheless, he did not consider his inabilities. And I would imagine that Zacchaeus was a no-excuses type of person. Get out of my way. And he looked at all of the possibilities. And I could just picture the smile on his face as he saw that sycamore tree along the route that Jesus would be taking. He ran towards it, and he climbed up in preparation for Jesus to pass by. And in gratitude for the tree, he no longer had to think about either his height or the crowds, for he would be safe and secure above the crowds. So first of all, he was curious. Secondly, he took action. And thirdly, he welcomed Jesus into his heart, into his home, and into his life. His life was changed by Christ, and he promised to make amends to anyone he had cheated and to continue to serve others. And we too. And we too can be like Zacchaeus. For when we truly meet Jesus, we can unburden ourselves of the past and seek reconciliation and forgiveness. Like Zacchaeus, we can rise above it all and rise above everything that is preventing us from a close relationship with Christ and a trusting relationship with each other as we endeavor to worship God and to love our neighbor. So, my friends, imagine yourself sitting on a branch of that sycamore tree with Zacchaeus. And Zacchaeus nudges you and says, "My sister, my brother, tell me, what is your mission statement? What is your mission statement?" We might pause, we might wonder, or we might have a mission statement. We might have something to answer. But I guess one of the questions that we will then ask Zacchaeus, "Well, you tell me your mission statement." And I believe that Zacchaeus would say something like this: "My mission statement is to see Jesus, to seek personal salvation, and to serve others." Because I believe that from what we've read in Scripture this morning, that would probably be consistent with Zacchaeus' mission statement. To seek, to see, to serve. This might mean getting out of our comfort zone, as Zacchaeus did. But to rise above it all, to rise above all that is happening with us and around us, I suggest that we must have a sense of urgency as we seize opportunities for Christian service presented to us right where we are. Through prayer and scripture reading, through worship and acts of service to others. Let us call someone who is ill or a shut-in. Visit the sick or the elderly. Help someone in need of the basic necessities of life. But my friends, we are aware that the Christian life is never static. And as true disciples, we are always learning. And we are always deepening our spiritual life, being careful to listen to what God is saying to us and asking us to be and to do. And like Zacchaeus, let us draw close to Christ and welcome him into our hearts and into our homes. Each and every day, we are on a mission with Jesus. We are serving as part of the Jesus team. Are you in? Our mission with Jesus encourages us to renew our commitment to serve our living God. We must believe in the possibilities. And as we look at the challenges and opportunities before us, as followers of Christ, as we look at the challenges and the possibilities of the church, we are encouraged to remain faithful to our call to ministry reflected in our baptismal vows, and to go about our responsibilities with confidence and with courage. The good news from the gospel for today is that Jesus came on a mission of mercy to seek out and to save the lost. For God loves us, he forgives us, and he accepts us, no matter what our past might look like. And through our faith in him, he welcomes us and he gives us a fresh start. Let us pray. Gracious and loving God, may we open our ears to hear your words. May we open our hearts to love. May we open our arms to welcome, confident that as we see you face to face, we may know you more clearly, love you more dearly, and follow you more closely. Amen. These thoughts I share with you in the name of God, who is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.